Greetings, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's worship the Lord just by saying, Lord, I love you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I adore you. You're great. You're good. You're mighty. God is mighty. He is the master and creator of everything. Just imagine that the world would not be what it is in its beauty, even in the ugliness of this world. You know what? God is still good. We can't afford to focus on what's ugly, what's bad, what's evil. We have to focus on God. When we do that, well, I'll tell you in a few minutes what we're going to do. But anyway, we bid you greetings. I am your host, Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministry. I'm the founder, and the deacon is Melvin Davis. We give God the glory for yet another day to come to you on air. Glory to God. God is just a God of perfect timing. I was on here before, and things happened to get me off track. So down through the years, God has orchestrated it and brought me right back here. I know this is a age of Facebook Live, and I'm on Facebook Live as well. However, there are just some days that God just wants us to just listen. We don't have to see, but we can all listen. And it's sometimes it might be easier to listen because maybe you have some things to do at your job, around the house, wherever you are. So I do pray that this broadcast reaches more people, not just to say that we have a big number, but the fact that in our ministry, we believe that every soul matters. Every soul matters. Everybody has a chance, has numerous chances with God. And if you have numerous chances with God, who am I to only give you one chance? Amen. Glory to God. But I have a little something for you today that I hope that will inspire you, and I hope that it will actually upset you in a way, because we can't sugarcoat a lot of things, anything of the Word of God, we cannot sugarcoat. So today we're talking about decrease to get the increase. Now, we all want to increase in finances, increase in material goods, especially many people crave for the material goods, the houses, the cars, the clothes, the everything. But understand, there's a process even to get to the increase. I'm going to give you a scripture on increase of something other than spiritual. And that scripture is coming from Deuteronomy 12 and 20. The Lord your God will increase your territory just as he had promised you. But when he does, you might get hungry for meat. You might say, I really like some meat. Then you can eat as much of it as you want to. Well, that's okay. That's okay. This is the part where we desire an increase in the things that are pleasurable, the things that are necessary, life in general. We want to increase, and we get it when God blesses, and you know that he will. However, there's a spiritual aspect to decreasing to get the increase. Many times we have to take a look back of how far God has really brought us. If you're not there yet, just wait a while. God is bringing you. Certainly he is able to bring you from your present situation all the way to the plans that he has made for you. But along the way, there are pitfalls. There are situations that just seem to set us back. It's a common saying that we must go through to get to. And it's also said that our setback is for our major comeback. All of these can be applied to any part of our lives. Amen. We have seen how we are going forward, and even our own self. Sometimes we're our own enemy. So when we put ourselves in the way, that's when we know that God is going to say, you have to decrease. If you want to increase, if you want to go higher in me spiritually, if you expect for me to bless you, that abundant life that I promise you, there are some things that you just may have to quit doing. There's some people that you have to leave alone. There are some places that you should not go. And when you are born again, but I'm not just talking to those of us who are already saved and filled and everything like that. I'm talking to everyone, whether you are a sinner, whether you never really heard much about God, whatever your walk in life is right now, I'm talking to all of us. We must put aside some things if we're going to go forward. We must operate in forgiveness and love in order to receive these promises that God has given us. You cannot go towards an increase if you have not decreased that desire for, say, pornography, if you have not decreased the way you look at things, if you have not decreased the way that you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, whatever is not of God, those are the things that you must decrease. When I say decrease, that means you decrease it until you don't want it anymore. Amen? I don't mean just decrease it or do it less. I mean decrease it to the point where all the taste will be taken away from you for the things that you desire that are not of God. He must work. He must do a work in you. He has to do a work in you. You're not your own. You have been bought with a price. You are the heir to the promise, but in order to get the promise, you must understand God needs to work on you. He needs to equip you. He needs to power you up. But if you're so much and self-righteous and you think you know it all and you got it all and, you know, you don't need God and you don't need the people that God sent you, you need a decrease. You need a decrease. You cannot simply get to the next level until you have taken yourself out of the picture. We fight battles that are not even ours. We have strongholds. We have these things that really take us to the point where we feel like we're not even our own anymore, where we feel like, okay, God, it must be you because I can't do this. I can't walk, talk. I can't run or I can't communicate. I cannot do anything correctly without you in my life. That's when you know that you're getting to the point where you say, I don't want myself. I give myself away. We simply have to focus. John 3:27-30 says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, I must decrease. Amen. We certainly cannot achieve anything on our own. The last verse is, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Our faith must, that was from John 15:5. Our faith must be centered on Jesus Christ alone. Apart from him, what can we do? So if you feel like you've lost some things, if you feel like you've lost people, and you know that you prayed to God for your whole life to change, when you get to the point where you say, when you say that I don't want anything of my past, I simply want you, Lord, and I know that you will increase in me, but I got to get myself out of the way. I can no longer hold on to the things that had me bound, the people who set me up, the situations, maybe even a physical condition, even that, the Lord God himself will heal you. By his stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we are already healed, but we want to see the manifestation. So today, whatever you're facing, whatever seems to keep you, seem like there's a blockage between you and God, when it seems like that, it means that you need to take a look at how God is moving in your life. You need to take a look at the fact that he's kept you from danger, seen and unseen. He's guided you and he's directed you. And sometimes you want to go left when he says go right. But when you get the fullness of God, hallelujah, when you get the fullness of God all down within you, you will know that God is doing this thing. He is doing this new thing in me. Isaiah 43:19 says God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. How many want a new thing? How many want to decrease so you can get all of God's increase? You can get the fullness of him. In him there is fullness of joy. There is love. There is peace. There is happiness. But you got to get yourself out of the way. Put yourself on the back burner. Let God come on in. Hallelujah. And he will fill you. He will endow you. He will get you to the place where you never seen before. Your new thing is going to be so new that you look around and say, this is a whole brand new world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So my time is almost up. And we're going to pray our way on out of here. But remember to tell your friends, I need to see some more people that's listening. And I appreciate all of you who do tune in each time. And we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm recording this at 8:30 a.m. here in South Carolina. But you can listen. The good news is you can listen to this any time of the day, 24/7. You can hear this anytime. Make sure that if you don't have the link correctly, if you didn't see it, make sure you ask me for the link to the broadcast, and not only this broadcast, but broadcasts from, say, the last 2 or 3 years are still on here. So to God be the glory, and we thank you for listening. We are Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministry, and I am Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis. Right now, we ask God to continue to bless us. God, we thank you right now for life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us to come on this broadcast and all the listeners that will be tuning in so that somebody will be saved, set free, and delivered just from your word, not my word, because I am decreasing, Lord God, so that you may increase. God, I ask that you look upon those who may be kind of full of themselves right now. God, teach them and let them understand it's not about them, never has been, never will be. God, I just ask that you just touch and do a mighty work all over this world, God. We need you in our lives. We need you in every situation that we have. You already know all about it, but you want us to come to you and spend some time with you. God, allow us to increase our time with you starting today. Let us spend more time with you, no matter whether it's in prayer or just meditation, and especially the word. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who are going through right now, who do not know how to get out of the situations that they are in. We ask that you bless them, God. We ask that you heal them, restore them, give them desires of their heart. Lord, we know that to win a soul is a good thing, and we pray now that souls have been won on this day. God, we just bless you, and we thank you, and we praise you for your good, your mighty, and you are our master and our creator, and we have to remember that Jesus is Lord. You are Lord God. You are Lord God Almighty, and we give you all the praises that are due to you. We are decreasing Increase us, increase us, increase us in you. Decrease, get us out of our way. God, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're so good, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Thanks for listening.